So let me get this straight.
My best friend Kirby's voice is husky and soft in the darkness beneath her back porch, where we've been hiding for the past 30 minutes, preparing for our favorite post-hometown concert tradition, the pranking of Shep, my drummer.
You're swearing off sex so you can write songs.
Correct. Not fun, but it has to be done.
Does it?
She sounds bemused.
Really?
It does. There's a skittering sound on the planks overhead, and we both fall silent. But after a moment, a plaintive meow makes it clear we're not in danger of being attacked by trash-raiding raccoons. It's just Murder, the evil ringleader of Kirby's collection of misfit cats.
I'll be in soon, baby,
Kirby calls softly.
Go inside.
I grunt. He's probably out here looking for me, fangs bared, ready to take his pound of flesh.
Probably,
Kirby agrees with a chuckle.
He hates you so much.
She nudges my shoulder with her smaller, pointier one.
But don't take it personally. He's just jealous that there's another creature on Earth I like nearly as much as him.
Nearly, huh? Thanks, I say, a smile in my voice. But I've been smiling pretty much nonstop since we took the stage earlier tonight. There's nothing like a hometown show. The energy, the excitement, the noise, and best of all, a crowd packed with people who dreamed an impossible dream with you until the dream came true. A lot of the great Bangor, Maine area fans have been with us from the beginning, when Lips on Fire was just a bunch of high school kids playing all-ages venues on weekends, when Cutter wasn't grounded for getting caught smoking pot, and Shepard didn't have to babysit his herd of little siblings. In other words, they knew us way before our Lips had ever set a girl on fire. The people around here are more than fans. They're family, tribe, and I refuse to let them down. The new album is going to come out on schedule, even if it means I won't be coming. At all. Not a single orgasm until the songs are written, recorded, and in the bag. Just thinking about it is enough to drive me to drink. I take the flask from Kirby. Her skin is so white it's easy to find her hand, even in the midnight shadows. When was the last time you were out in the sun, Larry? You're glowing in the dark.
Don't call me that,
she says in a tone that makes it clear she still loves it when I call her that. I might only see my best girl a few times a year, but we talk on the phone almost every night. I know her better than anyone, including her snot-nosed whiner of an ex-boyfriend, Peter, who I can't say I'm sorry is no longer in the picture. The dude was a dud. If personalities had colors, his would be puce.
I've been on deadline, she adds with a sigh. And the sun stifles my spooky muse.
Maybe you should write a children's book instead, I tease. Kirby Lawrence, K.J. Lawrence, to her legions of horror-loving fans, is about as child-friendly as a rusty razor blade. Sure, with her pale blonde hair, bright blue eyes, and permanently pink cheeks, she looks sweet. But Kirby is a dark horse. Emancipated from her craptastic mother at 17, and supporting herself and her little sister Bridget, purely with her fiction skills 2 years later, she's a legend around Hidden Kill Bay. If it weren't for the phenomenon that is Lips on Fire, at last count we've sold 8 million records worldwide, she'd be our Bangor suburb's most famous export. But Kirby doesn't care about fame. She plies her trade for the sick and twisted thrill of scaring people to death and the cash to support her cat adoption habit. At last count, she had 4 of her own and was footing the vet bills for at least a dozen other local felines. I used to tease her about having early-onset cat lady disease, but then she went down to the DMV and got a tragically dorky vanity plate that reads, "Meow you doin'," and I stopped. I didn't know what she'd do if I continued to yank her chain. She threatened to have whiskers tattooed on her cheeks. And even though I was 95% sure she was kidding, I wasn't willing to risk that 5%. Kirby's too cute to go full-on weirdo just yet. We have to get her hooked up with a non-snot-nosed dude who will worship at her love altar first.